Shotgun is empty. Back to throw. They blitz him from the safety spot, and Prescott escapes that, runs to his right, throws on the run to the middle of the field. Lamb at the 50. No one will get anywhere near him. Lamb could crawl in if he wanted to. C.D. Lamb, 92 yards from Dak Prescott for the Dallas touchdown.
And that connection is officially back, and that is the way we start the Tolo Tuesday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby on your home of the Cowboys. It's DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Metroplex. I'm Sean Treif alongside Ref James Choppy, Bobby, and Peyton in the back, live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And the deal, as we guessed, is finally done.
It's done. It's done. It was. We knew it was going to get done. There was no chance he was going to miss a game check. That was just the reality of it. There was no chance. I mean, you can miss preseason game checks or get the fine or whatever, but
when it comes down to the leverage and the scare tactic, was it scarier for CD to miss regular season game checks or the Cowboys not to have him?
Cowboys. It's the bigger threat. I agree with RJ that they were never going to let him miss game. He was never going to miss game checks because the Cowboys were always going to say, well, a reality without CD here is too terrifying. We're going to get it done. They would reach the same conclusion they did with Zeke that year. We're 3 days out from the game. They went, just pay it. Whatever he said, just pay it because he's got to be here. And that's the same thing that I think they were going to come to with Lamb. It's just they weren't as far apart or as dug in as they seemed to be on Zeke. And so this one took less. This just felt a little trivial for most of the time, the way the Cowboys approached it.
Well, let's get into the numbers and the terms and figure out why it took so long and whether Jerry and Steven actually won anything with this delay. It's 4-4-136. That is 34 a year, makes him the second highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. It's a $38 million signing bonus, the largest ever given to a wide receiver, and $100 million guaranteed, according to Todd Archer, who will join us at 8. So, Bobby, when this news came out and the terms were announced, which part of this made you go, okay, now I get it? You pointed to that number and said, that's the reason why this took so long.
None of it. Every single last bit of this. David Hellman had a tweet that went viral yesterday, which is the day the Jefferson deal happened in June. David tweeted, he said, okay, so what are we looking at for CD? 4 years, $136 million with 100 guaranteed, which is exactly what it ended up being. And it is exactly falls right down where you would expect CD's money to fall given the rest of the market.
Is it the signing bonus at 38?
No, signing bonus is just the way the signing bonus works is you can spread the signing bonus out over 5 years over the contract. So the Cowboys, if maybe they were saying, okay, we want to take his money and maybe they convert. We haven't seen the exact specifics yet. Maybe they take some of his $17 million and they turn that into a signing bonus. And they also take new money and they turn that into a signing bonus. Then they can spread the cap hit out. They can lower his number for this year so he's not making $17 million on their cap if they're still trying to get something done with Dak. But the signing bonus is more just the biggest accounting trick you can use when signing a deal. And so I think that's one of the reasons why, depending on how they look at their financials, they might want to give him a really high one or a really low one, or how they want to, you know, value that.
Any of this makes sense to you in terms of the delay?
I still don't know why this team decides to operate under this. We'll pay. We're on no schedule. We operate on no schedule. The only schedule the Cowboys have is spring break. that's the only schedule that they operate by. Now, look, I mean, you could say that, well, you know, CD could have come down too, and that's totally fair. It's a negotiation has two sides.
I don't think it is.
If he was asking for like 36, maybe they were waiting for that to drop.
So as
we don't know.
Jane reported yesterday, CD'd been asking for 34. That was the number. He had asked for 36 initially, I would guess, because they said he wanted to be the top of the market guy. So I'm guessing he probably started there. But apparently CD for the last several weeks had been at 34 and they just were not wanting to move. To me, it's you've got to, if you're telling me like the way that contracts are supposed to step up and the way that you're supposed to, you know, generally level up guys who are better than others, you can't pay him 32 and a half. Just on principle alone, the way the numbers are supposed to break down, you can't come down.
So you don't believe that info is just coming from Lamb's agents trying to not make him look selfish? make the Cowboys look like that they should have just done this. You don't think he was asking for like 35, 36?
He may have initially. Yeah. Like whenever anybody throws out an initial number, it's usually like when Nick tells us Dak's asking price right now, which you missed him say this last week, but he told us Dak's asking price is around the high temperature in Oxnard, which would sound like 70-something.
So that's improved.
That's close to it.
He was very vague about it, but that's what he said.
You were supposed to ask him Saturday.
I know. I didn't see him at the stadium. I meant to. But way up there, and then you settle in the middle, fine. This one sounds like they were never that far off. And it feels like you lost a month.
Well, let's ask the follow-up question. Besides missing training camp, what did they cost themselves financially by waiting? Did it really ding them that much?
If you want to talk about it in terms of waiting last year, if you look at if they would have gotten it done last year, yes, it cost them money because there have been way too many deals that have been checked off since then. DJ Moore, AJ Brown, Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown, these have all gotten done since then. If you're on the earlier end of that, that's going to look lower last year if you just get it done.
Sure. But now, question though, because I don't know who told us, who said this to us. Isn't it true though that, like, let's just say they did it last year,
mm-hmm.
and then CD now is the seventh highest paid wide receiver? Wouldn't he already want a new deal?
I mean, people.
Lombardi was kind of saying.
Was it Lombardi that said that?
Lombardi says that in a way of like they all want new money. Yeah. Not,
but
like,
you know what? He's just wrong. He's wrong on that. The CD, no player in the National Football League redoes their deal like this, and then the next year asks for the deal to be torn up. No one does it.
Like Tyreek Hill just got his deal reworked.
Restructured or whatever reworked.
But what did he do? He didn't get any extra money. They just guaranteed more of it. That's it. That, like, I mean, you'll get some of those tweaks maybe, but just a flat holdout the next year, no.
Yeah, like I don't think they cost themselves anything this year, like this in this offseason. But Bobby's right. I mean, if they did it last year, they may have been, I mean, shoot, $4 million less.
Yeah, could have been around 31. Something
that's,
like that.
That's not insignificant. I mean, you're not going to get a singular player.
No, but you always
add that up.
Yes.
You add Dak and Micah and CD up, and now you got $12 million.
Highest paid receivers in the NFL on a per-year basis now. Jefferson at 35, Lamb at 34, A.J. Brown at 32, Amon-Ra at 30, Tyreek at 30, Jaylen Waddle at 28, and then Devontae, who wants a new deal, at 28. Andrew Brandt tweeted this out, besides saying, way to go, Cowboys. You wait, pay top dollar, just like you always do. CeeDee will make a $38 million signing bonus. The Packers' 7 wideouts make $7 million. Oh.
That says something.
Good value if you can get it.
Here's the difference. I saw this. I was sitting at lunch yesterday, and ESPN threw this graphic up, and I was like,
just the fact of eating is a well. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't always eat around him.
I've never seen him eat.
So I looked at it. They threw up this graphic on ESPN, and I had to take note of it because I had not heard this stat before. These were the leaders last year. The largest yardage differential between your leading receiver and your second leading receiver. Fourth in the NFL was Keenan Allen. He was 662 yards more than Josh Palmer. Puka Nacua was 749 yards more than Cooper Kupp. Tyreek Hill was 785 yards more than Jaylen Waddle. And then first place, CeeDee Lamb had 988 more yards than Jake Ferguson. And that's the widest gap by a significant margin in the NFL. Like, he is the offense. I think you can make a case that right now, the composition of the roster right now, this team hurts more with Lamb out and Dak at quarterback than Rush in at quarterback and Lamb in there. Like, I think there's a good argument to be made that they would hurt more with no CD in there because the weapons just are not there to get open.
And things may not be done. As Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, tweets last night that the Cowboys are bringing in Dalvin Cook for a workout, you're already shaking your head.
Because he looked us dead in the eye on Saturday night. He said, no, we're not adding anybody else. We're done.
Jerry?
Roster's good. I don't know.
That's why I didn't play that clip yesterday.
No need to. Well, Sean, you deserve credit for that. Mark that, Peyton. That's something that Dalvin Cook counts as adding something. Like, that's not just a waiver claim. This would be a significant name right there.
What would his number be? Not his physical playing number, like his contract.
I don't know.
They gave $4 million to Linval Joseph.
Yeah. He was bad last year. I mean, he's a lot of people.
Before you start, I have to interrupt. Last night, with your thoughts in your email, very good email, by the way, the best email, very good email.
People say it's better than any email ever written. Than Hillary's emails.
Did you send that email before or after the martinis?
I don't remember.
Okay. How many martinis were consumed in Fort Worth?
Martinis are tough to have a lot of. I only had three.
Oh, dang. That's a lot.
How are you going to back-to-back this?
Three more. Jeez. By the way, tonight, Keensay in Fort Worth, 4 to 6. So not tonight, this afternoon. Matinee. I don't know. Tanqueray came up with this idea. I don't know where they came up with the idea for French fries with martinis that are paired. But
Peyton, take note.
Getting a dirty French fry it's French fries with olive juice sprinkled on it is unbelievable. Really? I had no expectations going in. I had bad expectations.
Wow.
It's got the blue cheese crumbles on it.
Oh.
And olive juice. And it's magnificent. Keensay tonight, 4 o'clock.
The reason I ask if you sent your email before or after the drinks is because you made a couple statements, strong statements in this email. Very strong. I was like, this was post-martini. And one of them, and I'd like to get your BAC right now.
Okay.
RJ Choppy all in on signing an old aged running back in Dalvin Cook.
All in.
And this is after also loving the running back performances on Saturday in the preseason game. Go.
Well, I love the preseason running back game performances because they're basically free players. They're cheap, right? And that's exactly, just throw anybody out there. Dalvin Cook, I assume, as we sit here almost on September 1st, August 27th, is not going to be holding out for, buku dollars.
Not according to Michael Lombardi.
What?
I'm just saying because he says everybody holds out and wants more money.
So, good one. So I assume he's going to be very, very cheap. This running back crew is bad enough. Get bodies. Get bodies in here. You want to talk about a short yardage back. It's not Zeke. It's this guy.
I'll be RJ since he's living in another universe this morning after the martini fries. No. I learned my lesson last year. I was wrong about Dalvin Cook. He averaged 3.2 a carry. In 15 games, he had 214 yards. Now, the year before, he had actually 1,100 yards in the four prior years. I've always been a Dalvin Cook fan. Mm. Running style, tough, physical, explosive. But last year, he couldn't do anything to make any type of dent with the New York Jets running game.
He has been a fumbler for the last several years. He is awful in pass protection. You're not going to get him in there on passing situations. He's a decent receiver.
Now we
always
care about pass. For years, we don't care about pass protection.
What's he coming in here to do, though? He's not coming in here to carry the ball 300 times. He's coming in here to be a. It would be a situational player or splitting time, and so because of that,
if he's here, is he the best talent in the room?
I don't know anymore.
No, that's the thing. I wouldn't even bring him in for work. I would just sign him to give him this pittance of a salary and bring him in and let's go. Let's just figure this thing out. Because like Sean said, we don't know. He might be the best running back.
As a pure runner, no. I don't think he is the best. I don't think he would be the best one here.
Who would?
Dowdle probably. Dowdle as a pure runner right now is probably better. If that's the only part of the game we're talking about. Cook is a decent pass catcher. I mean, he's still got decent vision, but man, like I said, a lot of fumbling, doesn't pass protect. The speed is not there. He's had a heavy workload. He's the same age as Zeke, even though he's played one fewer years. He is, he's somebody the Cowboys liked for a long time. He was the last first-round grade they had on the board the year they took Taco Charlton. But they had Ezekiel Elliott, and so they didn't need him. But if they had not taken Zeke the year before, and when the Taco pick came around, they would have picked Cook that year.
Are we going green light with our phone call last night?
No, but I would say that...
We'll do it next. Let's see what Bobby Belt has to say in terms of some other roster additions. How does the roster look? Cuts were made as the 53 has to be finalized. Todd Archer will join us at 8. And RJ may have been drinking even more after the Dalvin Cook take. because he's going to defend GM Jerry That's Jones
right,
after what Jerry went off about yesterday. That's next on The Fan.